Really big night for Belfast. It was a really big night for Northern Ireland as well. The BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards took place in the SSA Arena. The great and the good of the sporting world were out in force. Andy Murray took the top prize for the second time in 3 years. There were big honours for Northern Ireland. Michael O'Neill named Coach of the Year. AP McCoy receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. So what did you make of it as you watched it on telly last night? Maybe you were lucky enough to be there in the arena. 0-30-30-80-55-55. World champion boxer Carl Frampton was there. Saw you down there, Carl. I was watching it on the telly. What was it like for you, Carl?
It was a great night. Amazing atmosphere. I've been to probably the last five sports personalities, and Belfast was easily the best atmosphere. But that's to be expected, I think.
Really? So, because I have never been to any, so that was different last night, was it?
Honestly, it was. It was a packed house. People going, you know, crazy. Anyone, especially from Northern Ireland, that done anything that appeared on stage or appeared on the screen, got a massive cheer. So, you know, the Belfast support done themselves proud yet again last night.
Yeah, it seemed to me, obviously there was lots of talk about the event in the run up to it, but it seemed to be much more than a sporting event last night. It's an opportunity for Northern Ireland, I guess, to celebrate, and we do that well.
I think so, yeah. I think Northern Ireland needs to bring a big event like this more often to the country. You've seen the publicity it got. It put Northern Ireland and Belfast in a good light. And again, just speaking to some people around the place, they're all saying the same as me, that it was an amazing night. There was something different about this last night. Sometimes you sit there and it can be a bit dragged out and a bit long. This one was different. It felt like it went quickly. It really was a good night, you know.
Yeah, the Northern Ireland manager, Michael O'Neill, ended a successful 2015 by winning Coach of the Year. I think we can probably hear from him in a second or two. In fact, let's hear from him now.
One thing I'll say about the people of Northern Ireland is that they do support their team. Well, good. You know, it's easy to support your team when it's good. It's not so easy when it's not so good. And you've stuck by the team, you know, and when things weren't so good, you never turned on the team, you never turned on me. And that's, you know, I think, testament to not only the people in this room, but Northern Ireland as a whole, as a community.
And the 20-time champion jump jockey, AP McCoy, received the Lifetime Achievement Award.
What an honour and a privilege it is to receive such a prestigious award, especially here in Belfast. To any young people watching tonight's show or that are here this evening, all I can say is make the sacrifices because it's worth it. Thank you very much.
Special Carl. Did I see you in One Direction? Pictures of you in One Direction last night?
Well, not all of them, just Niall Horan. He was there with McElroy. And to be honest, he's a great lad. He's a good lad. He's very into his sport. I had to thank him because he recently gave me a lot of signed One Direction memorabilia from my niece.
Did he? Brilliant.
Yeah, he's a great lad.
Does it inspire you any more, Carl, when you're down there among, you know, fellow sports stars?
I don't know if it inspires me anymore. Obviously, you're looking at some of these people in awe. I was sitting pretty close to Jesse Gannis, who's an amazing athlete. I was sitting right beside Shane Lowry and AP McCoy and his wife as well. Obviously, my own manager, Barry McGuigan, sitting next to me as well. There were so many sporting greats in that room last night. I don't know if it inspires me. I kind of look at them in awe. It feels a bit surreal for me, you know, just being... I just feel like the local boy, you know, you probably seen in my Twitter feed last night, I was happy to be running around taking selfies with everyone.
Yeah.
And pestering them for a selfie. But
I was quite envious, actually, because I'd love to have been there. But it was, I saw the likes of Eamon Holmes there. Obviously, you know, lots of ambassadors for Northern Ireland as well. Dame Mary Peters was there. Quite a few of familiar faces that have been associated with Northern Ireland for many, many years.
Yeah, one of the only times actually, sorry, I've met Dennis Taylor, and I met him briefly for about 10 minutes, and he had me laughing for the whole 10 minutes. One of the funniest men I've ever met as well. So Mary Peters and Barry McGuigan, Eamon Holmes, Jimmy Nesbitt, A.P. McCoy and his wife as well. There's so many. Rory McIlroy, obviously, it's hard to leave Rory McIlroy out. So many big names, not just sporting names, from Northern Ireland there last night. So it really was a very good night.
Nice to talk to you this morning, Carl. Thank you very much indeed.